The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Conor Pope is here.
How are you?
I have to start by slagging you off in a major way.
Yeah,
we were talking about sending inappropriate texts to the wrong people. And just before we came on air, our producer, Lisa Marie, she actually wouldn't let me slag you off until she had checked it was okay with you.
Oh,
that
fine.
I do.
Yeah.
So you sent a text message to her.
I said kisses to the producer, Lisa Marie. And, you know, we don't have that kind of relationship.
So you hurriedly
her.
Apologized afterwards.
So it was only because I kind of used to signing off messages to my wife like that. It was only a couple of minutes later I realised, oh God, no! So I had to, and then I kind of felt like, well, what do? Do I just let the kisses stand and then it'll be this tension between us forever?
It's
like, what do I say? Or what do I just, so I just had to take back the kisses and say, listen, they were not intended for you and I hope no offence was taken. So, and do you know what? It's not the first time I've sent similar kisses to my boss.
Yes.
Who he was delighted and very confused.
And I think we have the emojis now because she just texts back like the crying laughing emojis at you.
And to be honest,
to diffuse the situation.
Emojis just make me feel old.
Yes.
Because I don't really understand emojis and I'm forever sending the wrong ones or the inappropriate ones. And then the Emoji Movie, which I took my kids to, is possibly the worst film I've ever seen. And it's up there. Well, I suppose Sex and the City 2 is pretty bad as well, let's be honest.
Yes.
But it's a terrible film and I've never been able to get my head around emojis. But I can't get my head around text either.
Come here, were you at Centre Parks or were you the only person who wasn't there?
I think I was probably the only person I know who wasn't at Centre Parks over the weekend, but I have been there before.
It looked amazing.
And I was in the one in Woburn Forest, which is just outside Milton Keynes, and I have to say Milton Keynes is one of the worst places on earth. It's just a terrible, terrible place. No disrespect to Milton Keynesians, well, a little bit perhaps. So they have a place just outside Milton Keynes called Woburn Forest, and I was there last November with my family and it was fantastic. I loved it. It was great. And it was a press trip. So it comes with that caveat that I didn't have to pay for it.
Yes.
And then I went down to the Longford Centre Parks a couple of months back before it opened. And what was really striking about it was how similar, in fact, identical they are. The only difference between the Woburn Forest Centre Parks and the Longford Forest Centre Parks was the phone boxes are Irish in Longford and they were English in the UK, obviously are British. But I have to say, there's been a lot of talk about it, a lot of talk about the high prices. It's one of those things I'd be happy to spend my own money on it. I think it's a fantastic experience for kids. Of a certain age.
Endless stuff to do.
And
does it open today?
It opens today, actually.
Okay.
But it's not even that there's loads of different activities and an awful lot of that stuff does come at a really high price. And when you add up all the different activities, you'd be going, God, that's very expensive. Like archery is one price and wall climbing is another price and blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, with the pool area, which is free, and renting bikes, you might only get through one or maybe two activities every day. So, you know, you can measure the cost based on what you can afford. And I have to say, I think the pool area was like, it just sounds ridiculous before you go to it. It's this giant glass dome that's heated to 29.5 degrees and there's all this lush vegetation. And I'm just a sucker for water parks. And it was just that.
As well.
Because it's one of those things when you're careering down a crazy rapids at like 30 miles an hour with all these people crashing into you, you kind of have to forget all your worries because, you're just worried about not drowning. So it's a great way and it's a great family experience. Now, having said that, it does come at a price and it's not going to be for everybody, but I really enjoyed it. When I was there last year.
Yeah, I look forward to going. Okay, let's get to our Price Watch problem. Dear Price Watch, Aldi are selling battery-powered lawnmowers for €100, but they come without a battery. I bought one and brought it home and realised it had no battery. I called the help desk and was routed through to the UK and it seems that the number of batteries available in Ireland now is zero. What is that about?
Yeah, this man actually, when he sent me the mail, he sent it in capital letters.
Right.
Which suggests a degree of rage. And you can kind of understand that. And first I have to say I'm a big fan of Aldi, I'm a big fan of Lidl and I do like the impact they've had on Irish consuming life because they're only here 2 decades. And when they first came, we treated them with suspicion and we all used to go into them and marvel at all the weird stock, particularly the stuff in the middle aisles. And you might have your odd ham in one section and then your blowtorches and your jackhammers in the next. And, you know, but they have helped to keep prices down for Irish consumers. And that was particularly important during the crash when like people were genuinely very, very, they were struggling to get by. And I also have a real soft spot for the middle aisle of both Aldi and Lidl. I find myself standing standing there going, you know those ham carvers that you see in delis?
Yes.
I find myself standing there going, I could do it one of them. Like, when would I ever use a thing to slice ham thinly? It's just a ridiculous thing. But they have all of that stuff. So, and that's where this battery-powered lawnmower came from. Mm. So this listener went into his Aldi, he bought a battery-powered lawnmower, he brought it home, took it out of the box, there's no battery. So then he called the help desk. And when he called the help desk, he says he was routed through to a UK division of Aldi, and that kind of aggravated him. Now, I'm not sure if it aggravated him because they didn't know what he was talking about or whatever it was. But then it turned out that when he was speaking to the people in Aldi and at that help desk, and then they couldn't find him a battery for his lawnmower, which effectively meant that he'd spent €100
on a product that wasn't usable, a piece
of plastic and metal that he could never use to cut his grass. So I can kind of understand why there was all caps. And he was shouting. Because he was clearly very annoyed. So I contacted Aldi on his behalf and they came back to me. And actually, their response makes sense. But, you know, I can completely understand where he was coming from and where things went badly awry. Because what they were saying was that they were selling a range of different products that could all be powered by the same battery. But the battery had to be bought separately from the range of products. So there was different things that you could buy and they'd all be powered off the same battery, but you'd need to buy the battery separately. And a spokesperson...
that's no problem if you can buy the battery.
And is a spokesman told me... Oh, and you could. So in the store when he was buying his lawnmower, next to it, there would have been the battery.
Okay, okay.
And in the promotional material that Aldi had sent around the place...
It said battery not included.
And you buy the lawnmower and then you buy the battery separately.
Okay.
And in the store, and I take what they say at face value and I believe what they say that it was advertised clearly in the store, you know, battery not included. It was also on the packaging of the product. But having said that, we're all guilty sometimes of just seeing something in a box, taking the box, putting it in our shopping trolley and away we go. An awful lot of people kind of shop on autopilot. So I can completely understand why the listener didn't cop that the battery and the battery powered lawnmower were sold separately.
Yes. So I remember getting one of those battery operated swing seats for Ellie when she was tiny, and we were deranged with the lack of sleep at that point. One of those big fat batteries, you know.
I remember
that. Don't have knocking around.
No, absolutely.
Too often. So I'm like raging, having like sitting up, like behind the thing, pushing it.
You're the battery, effectively.
Yeah, exactly.
But so, you know. I can understand where they're coming from. They're actually set. The battery is one of the unique things that they're selling, and that's, you know, the battery works for multiple different products, and that's great. I can also understand where he was coming from because he just assumed that he was buying a totally everything contained in the box product. I think maybe where they went wrong is that all the Aldi staff in this instance who were at the checkouts should have been told by their management to say to everybody who had either a lawnmower or whatever other product was part of the range, you know you need the battery with this. And that would have been a simple thing and it would have avoided all sorts of complications and difficulties. And then I think maybe they should have had a set of the batteries in reserve so that when people like our listener realised that they'd bought the wrong product, they could have gone back to the store and they would have said, well, here you go, you need the battery and that's separate. So anyway, I contacted the store. They explained to me how the whole thing worked was, and they said that they had been in touch with our listener and he was getting sent a battery for his lawnmower and it's going to be sent to his local store and he can go in and pick it up and then he'll be able to cut his grass.
Okay, and you'll get a text with small letters saying, thank you, Connor.
Exactly.
So you can contact Connor with any consumer queries by emailing pricewatch@rte.ie. Thanks for coming as always, Connor. Kiss, kiss. Let's take a break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.